This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There is a new boss in town. His name, Tom Dundon. He is the new owner of the Portland Trailblazers, sold for just over $4 billion, which is a little more than I honestly was expecting the Blazers to go for, considering the Clippers went for, what, two? The Celtics went for, what, six?
6.1, yes,
yeah,
sir.
So, I mean, I guess I didn't value the Blazers as, you know, as that high of a valuation for a team, but I mean, I digress. And well, obviously, they are worth a little bit more. $4 billion is $4 billion. I know people are looking at the Lakers deal, which is the most recent, you know.
The $10 billion.
The $10 billion, you see that, and you go, damn, like, we're not the Lakers. We're
no,
not the Celtics,
not.
You know, and I was surprised they only got $2 billion less than what the Celtics were sold for initially.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, Rashad, just in the terms of how big these valuations are actually getting, and
for sure,
the rate these teams are growing in valuation. I mean, if you just want to look at it really quickly from a basic, like from Paul Allen buying the team for just over $70 million to now, you know, the estate, basically, I can't even do the quick math, thousands upon ten thousands of a percentage point of a return for that investment. We saw the growth of teams' valuations, you know, through the 90s in the NBA. They started to kind of creep up to those multi-hundreds of millions. Then as we got to the new millennium in 2000, we're getting near billion-dollar valuations. And unfortunately, at least for people purchasing a team, Rashad, and nobody's feeling sad about billionaires, but what I'm saying is that unfortunately, if you're looking at a team, the price literally changed in the last 3 years from about $1.5 to $2 billion to maybe $4-plus billion or so. Perfect evidence that Minnesota Timberwolves lawsuit that Alex Rodriguez and his purchasing group just won a few months ago. Remember in, what was it, 20 or 21, they went up for sale and agreed to that $1.8 billion valuation deal that A-Rod and his purchasing group came in to grab the Timberwolves for. As the other valuations around the league, because the new TV deal was coming, that $76 billion being injected into the league from ESPN and others, and obviously, you know, the prominence post-pandemic and everything, like there really was a push now for streaming content, and the NBA has been one of the better leagues at kind of leaning into that, trying to be available, not necessarily locally. Thankfully, the Blazers have figured it out, the Suns have figured it out, but They have been available worldwide for a long time, and that's one of the reasons that their valuations have been growing so big. But in that period of 5 years, you basically saw a team being, you know, sold for 1.8, jumping to over $3 or $4 billion. The Steve Ballmer $2 billion valuation for the Clippers, that was
a fire sale,
and exactly, and that was also what we're talking now almost 10 years ago, right? Like, this is a kind of an old valuation. If you're talking $2 billion, that was near the top of the enchilada back then. Now, you don't see a team being sold for less than $2 billion, I think, probably less than three. So unfortunately, with the Timberwolves losing that lawsuit, essentially the team had to be sold to A-Rod and company for 1.8. As these other valuations were going up, the Blazers, one of those teams, that's why, for instance, they turned down that $2 billion offer from Phil Knight and Smolinski, the owner of the Dodgers, right? Like, the Blazers knew, this estate knew that these valuations were climbing, so it's not surprising to me that they did get $4.25 billion. But
damn,
it kind of, I know that's some serious cheddar if you just want to look at that in a box. But then there's possibly other monies that we can get to as well, you know, about an arena and stuff like that. But really, Rashad, just focusing on the purchase price for the Blazers, I know you say you're surprised. I'm not so shocked. It just seems like this is where valuations of teams are going, and Portland has traditionally been one of the best fan bases in the NBA.
And I'll say this, you know, according to Forbes, in 2021, the Blazers were valued at $2 billion.
Yes.
And that was 13th out of 30 teams, and that was 2021. So that was just 4 years ago.
And that was right around when Phil Knight and Smolinski for the Dodgers made that $2 billion offer.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the Blazers are definitely, I think people think they're moving in the right direction. I think getting away from the whole Jody thing is a big thing for a lot of Blazer fans.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jody Allen, I think she takes a lot of unfair criticism at times, but I think some of the criticism she does get is incredibly warranted as far as how she's moved, some of the things she's blocked, things like that. Not selling the team to Paul, to Uncle Phil was probably the put the biggest target on her back at that point, because that was huge, you know, not telling it to the owner or the creator of Nike, basically, which is in Portland's backyard. Obviously it's right here. He's a local kid, went to Cleveland High School.
Like,
it makes sense to been able to sell this team, to Phil Knight. They didn't, but whatever. So here we are now.
I will push back on that a little bit, Rashad. It was the duty, because she is selling it for an estate. I'm not sure she knew. Burkhold knew that these valuations were skyrocketing, and they knew that they weren't quite ready in the process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
To actually put the team up for sale yet. This is Jody Allen actually doing her duty for the estate of her brother to get the biggest purchase price.
Yeah.
And you're going to see the same thing. It's why they didn't sell the Seattle Seahawks first. The Seattle Seahawks are going to be up for sale probably by 2030. And I'm going to be astounded, Rashad, at the number that that team draws, because NFL teams obviously still growing exponentially in value as well. So I hear what you're saying about that, but I'm not as mad at her looking now with some hindsight glasses on. It just seems like that was her doing her fiduciary duty for the estate, which was literally what Paul Allen's will called for.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening with this situation. But first, I want to make sure we take time, and we haven't done this, now that the Paul Allen era is officially over in Portland, it's important that we give him his flowers. Paul Allen, for all of his flaws, you know, as an owner, there was a lot of success that came for this franchise. It didn't equate to a championship, but there were...
Not his fault.
There were two finals appearances in between there.
Yep.
You do have two top 75 players of all time, you know, since you've been the owner there. Let's see. You made the playoffs from 88 to 2003. Every year you were in the playoffs as an owner and stuff like that.
Which is literally right after he bought it. So he took the team on a 15-year run.
And mind you, they were already making the playoffs prior to him getting there, but there was a 15-year run, like you said, to where Paul Allen and the Trailblazers were in the playoffs.
Plus the sellout streak that went beyond that even.
So, you know, hiring Bob Whitsitt, you know, which really kind of changed the Blazers' fortunes for a little bit and really put them on the mainstream map for people. So I think there was a lot of, you know, building the Moda Center. You know, he was, or the Rose Garden at that point, he was really instrumental in doing that whole thing.
And also saved it 20 years later when he bought it.
And he bought it, you know, back in, was it 2007?
Yeah,
I think
right
he bought
then.
It 2007,
yeah.
8, somewhere around there. So it's important to make sure we give Paul Allen his flowers. There has been a lot of great moments as a Blazer fan, you know, based on just him being the owner here. So new era for the Blazers. I'm excited for it, but I think there's still a lot of people that are very uncertain about what happens now.
You know, Rashad, you talk about giving Paul Allen his flowers. I think I do need to state that he is probably the reason that I am a Portland Trail Blazers fan and as passionate, you know, as I am about Blazers basketball, because that 99-2000 season, you're talking to an 11-year-old Schultze that, you know, is just understanding the world of sports. I just started to understand what first, second, and third down meant in the NFL, you know, and in football. And now I really understand, like, how a two-man game works, how the triangle works, like, really getting deep into the world of basketball and having that exciting team, man. That starting lineup that was the highest paid starting lineup and the highest paid team overall at the time, right around 98, 99, 2000, Rashad. Guys, if you don't remember as Trailblazers fans, or if you've forgotten, I mean, Damon Stoudemire, Steve Smith, Scottie freaking Pippen trying to win his own title outside of Michael Jordan's shadow. And then, of course, Rasheed Wallace and the great Arvydas Sabonis now in the Hall of Fame. It was almost an unbeatable lineup, and if it weren't, of course, for the surge, we all know the story, but it's just such a storybook.
Almost had it.
It's such a storybook memory as a kid coming into the world of basketball. This is my team. They were almost there. That was all because of Paul Allen. They literally had two starting lineups on their team at the time. You had Brian Grant, Greg Anthony, Stacey Augmon coming off the bench. There were just
Jermaine O'Neal was so good
before
couldn't
he
get
was
on the
traded.
Floor.
Yeah.
Couldn't get on
they
the floor.
They were so deep that they couldn't put a 19-year-old Jermaine O'Neal on the floor. And just looking back and wanting to maybe take a minute to celebrate that time in Blazers basketball and just really remember that, yes, that is why I am a fan. And it is kind of crazy to look back now and see where we are with a new era. But it sounds like Tom Dundon is the same kind of guy that Paul Allen was, which is just passionate. I want to win. Fiery MF-er. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And Paul Allen, he put his pocketbook exactly where he needed to. He put his money where his mouth was. He put his passion on display every single night sitting under the hoop here, you know, in Portland at the Rose Garden and Moda Center for games. Like, you just knew that you were part of an organization's fan base that actually wanted the best for that team and wanted the best going forward. And I think that's partly why people turned on Jody near the end, because it was obvious that she didn't feel that. She was there putting on that Blazers jacket.
She didn't get it all the way.
She's doing there trying to basically be a stand-in for her brother, right? And of course, like, I don't know how their relationship was over the years. I don't know how invested in Blazers basketball and Seahawks football she's been over the course of her life, but it just didn't seem authentic to Blazers fans. And it is nice now that we are jumping away from that period of inauthenticity and just a lot of tumultuous, unsure times into what seems to be a sure future for the Blazers. And Tom Dundon, honestly, wasn't necessarily on my radar as
or
this
anyone's
process
radar.
Started or anybody's, but I'm excited looking deeper into this, what Tom Dundon can bring to this organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.